Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But apparently, ticket prices are coming down.
Are the Yankees keeping the Blue Jay fans out like they did the Red Sox fans, which a lot of these teams do nowadays? You see that?
I don't know. I did see that, yeah, with the Yankees. I have no problem with that, by the way. Me neither. So I don't know what's going on with that. I do know that, at least I saw an article in the Post saying that ticket prices for Game 3 have come down, which you can understand. I mean, down 0-2, not the same type feel of going to the game as it would be 1-1 or obviously up 2-0. But I still think, come on, man. It's you lost the first two up there. It's a series. Go win your next two here and get it to a game five.
So I texted you, I think it was Saturday morning. I saw you on Sports Night Friday night, right?
Yeah.
And obviously, I remember what you told us on our show here. So, but I saw you doubled down. You felt really good about the Yankees going into the series. So I'm curious, and I've been here before as well, like where you have such a strong opinion going in, but then you're provided evidence so much to the contrary, but because you felt one way so strongly before anything happened, that it's hard to deviate from that. I'm not saying that. That's what I'm asking. Like, you really still think the Yankees are equipped to come back and do this and win three games, including game five up there?
That to me is the talk. Remember, I thought the Yankees were going to win in three or four.
Yeah.
I did not expect to see what we saw. Now, I also didn't expect Toronto could pitch like that. So I was basing my strong opinion on the Yankees' bats doing the bulk of the damage against the Blue Jays. I expected the Blue Jays to score some runs.
Mm-hmm.
I expected the Yankees to score more. I still believe that they will score a bunch of runs these next two games at home. Even with Bieber on the mound, I expect the Yankees to get to him, and I expect them to get to the bullpen game in game four. And then from there, maybe the pressure's back on Toronto about choking it away. However, I would not want to see you savage in an elimination game in that ballpark. So that's the part of me where maybe has changed a little bit, but I still, at my core, like, the Yankees are going to be an impossible out. Even in that game yesterday, it was a giveaway game.
Yeah.
They put a little bit of fear in Blue Jays fans, showing that they could come back like that. Oh, you get some guys on, boom, a home run. Like, that's how they're built. So I still do believe that the Yankees are going to make this a legitimate series winning the next two.
I love it. I hope that you're right. And, you know, and as much as I was getting frustrated watching the game, I'm like, look at all these runs that mean nothing. You know, but once I stepped away from, like, the disappointment and the I think, the sheer stunned nature of watching these first two games, the score, there is something to be said for, you know, as a team, getting a little mojo, even though they were never going to win the game with a comeback, and just step into the batter's box with a different mentality tomorrow night. Number one, you're at home, but also because most of the guys, you know, knocked the ball around a little bit when the game was completely out of reach. And some of the, you know, I don't know if that's immediately transferable to tomorrow night, but I'll tell you this, you got to have a better chance to hit tomorrow than if you would have lost 13-0.
Yeah, 13-7 is a lot better than 13-2 or whatever it would have been. So not that you're taking moral victories, you're certainly not, but just at least saying, like, hey, you may have gotten the better of us in these first two games. We're still here. And I do think a lot of the circumstance with Toronto exploding, you're not going to see Will Warren. You're not going to see Luke Weaver in a key spot. You're going to see the best the Yankees' arms have. Hey, it could come down to Rodon.
Yeah.
Is Rodon, like, if Rodon gets lit up, all bets are off. I didn't think Max Fried was going to get beat up,
mm-hmm.
and he did. If Rodon can only give you five innings and Toronto gets to him, then...
I think Rodon's going to be good tomorrow night. I trust him not to spin an absolute masterpiece like Schlittler or... Not that Fried was a masterpiece in Game 1 against the Red Sox. That was more Crochet, but I'm not even expecting that. I'm expecting him to give the Yankees a chance to win. I'd be surprised if that doesn't happen.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Much more about the Yankees with A-Rod coming up at 1 o'clock. Back to the Giants calls. Nick is calling from Huntington. What's up, Nick?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Okay, Nick.
Sal, I know what you're saying. I want sustainability, too, but you want to sustain this? I mean, like, Dable's not going to get fired. I mean, unless the Giants don't do that, unless your name is Matt Kadufis. but his Dable's teams are consistently unprepared, consistently commit too many penalties and mistakes, and they either get embarrassed or they do just enough to lose. I mean, you can book it next year. They're going to lose week one in embarrassing fashion. They're going to have a game against the Cowboys that's right there for the taking that they're going to lose in heartbreak. They don't beat the Eagles. They don't beat the Cowboys. They don't beat the Commanders. I mean, Shane has actually added talent to this team. He's made some questionable moves. I mean, Darius Slayton, I hope you're listening, Darius. You blow. You have two jobs.
Jeez, Nick.
Everybody's pissed off today,
boy. You have two jobs, Darius. Catch the ball and hold on to it. And you suck at both.
God.
Okay? Yeah, I'm not going to disagree there. I think it was a little harsh. Nick, what I would say real quick, and we do appreciate your passion, why do you think is the main reason that they lost yesterday? Because you went over Dable and said that hey, he does just enough to lose since he's been here, all that stuff. Why do you think they lost yesterday?
The turnovers.
Okay, and that's not on him is what I'm saying, and thank you for the call. That's on the rookies. And you're right. They haven't beaten the Cowboys, haven't beaten the Eagles, haven't beaten the Commanders, also haven't had a quarterback to do so. Now, forget what Daniel Jones has done elsewhere. He wasn't getting it done here. I actually, not that I'm going to pick the Giants to win, I don't know yet, but I don't think that this is an impossible, you know, lamb to the slaughter feel Thursday night. The Eagles just got beat by the Broncos, and the Broncos are very good, well-coached, very good team, talented all over the place. Giants are nowhere near that level. However, the Eagles have not been playing great football all year long.
No.
And with Jackson Dart, man, again, it looks different if he doesn't turn the ball over, and that's a huge if, but that's what happens with a rookie. To me, with Jackson Dart, we're in the game. You've got a shot with Jackson Dart now. That's all you could ask for. They can run the football much better. Scataboo is a beast. I bet that he's not going to make those mistakes again. He's a beast. You could run the football with him. The RPO with Dart, that's a weapon that the Giants haven't had. Obviously, without Neighbors, that's a problem. You don't have another receiver. You got Bo Collins there not finishing the route. That led to another. Like, that's not on Dable either. All I'm saying is the Dable-Dart combination, we don't know anything about. We don't know about it. We haven't seen it but two games. That's all that I'm saying.
Well, I mean, listen, you want to tell me there's also a little division with Philly? I mean, A.J. Brown talking about that go route where Jalen Hurts overshot him. He threw his quarterback under the bus. I mean, he straight up said, he's like, yeah, not, you know, basically not a good throw. I mean, I don't know what's going on with those two. It's the amount of targets. It's ridiculous here. But I just don't feel like the Giants... And I'm going to just keep it to the next game here. I don't think the Giants against a good team, and the Eagles are still really good, going to come out and look as sharp as they've looked the last two times against the Chargers and the Saints. Now, the Chargers are good, but Jim Harbaugh's close to firing his defensive coordinator. Like, that defense is not really, really locked in here. So if the Giants come out and the first couple of the drives have put points up and look sharp against Philly, I'd be a little surprised. Actually, I'd be very surprised. And without Neighbors with that, you know, potential home run, that big play, that big third down and 12 bailout, I just don't know how they're going to win a lot of games.
Fair enough. I'm just saying that the last two games, I can feel a significant difference from where we were prior.
I can too. I would be dishonest if I didn't. I can feel that too.
So we all know Dable's record. Like, nobody's going to dispute that. I can't dispute that. All I'm saying is that we are in the infancy stages of evaluating a head coach and his new young quarterback. And I wouldn't just go nuts based off of one result yesterday, even though many of you expected the Giants to win that game. Justin is in Manhattan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. and fees apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, Justin?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to talk about the Jets real quick. I know it's tempting not to care about them. But, you know, when you hire a new coach like that, and we've gone through so many coaches, and it feels like as a Jet fan, we're just hearing the same thing over and over again about changing the culture and accountability. And my question is, when are the Jets going to realize someone that talks about accountability and bringing accountability doesn't actually bring accountability? Like, bringing accountability means setting a set of standards that you hold your organization to, from the players to the coaches to the personnel department. And, like, when was the last time you heard, like, someone like Sean McVay talk about accountability, or Dan Campbell talk about accountability? Like, they just set the standards. They just do it.
Well, hold on, Just. Hang on a second.
I don't want to...
Yeah, hold on. The only thing about Dan Campbell, I didn't really watch his press conferences when he was... in his first year with Detroit, I think he started 0-11. I'm sure he dropped some of that stuff like, hey, it's going to take a long time, and we've got to get men who are accountable. Otherwise, they're not going to be here. I would say that was probably part of his approach then, just to be fair.
That's true, and that's why I'm not ready to give up on Glenn yet. But I think for the Jets to really turn the corner, there needs to be a real internalization. Because, like, there, you look at that defense, like, they're not playing with speed. They haven't created a turnover. They're not playing with the physicality that's needed in the NFL.
Nope.
And, like, that's his unit. And, you know, we need to see some of that accountability on the field at some point. I know it's only been 5 games, but...
Well, they've, like, cut people.
The standard and, like, let's go.
They've cut people. He's pulled people. What do you want him to do? You want him to fight somebody on the bench? I mean, what is there to do now?
No, but the idea that he can be chewed up and spit out by the media and fans and in just a few weeks, to me, is a, like, that's a real thing. The same person, the person that we saw stand up before us before he ever coached the game with the Jets is different than the person that we've seen after 5 weeks. And there's a reason for that, because it's not just about the losing. It's about all that comes with it. The fact that he had already addressed it's not the same old Jets. And what was the punchback? Yeah, we are the same old Jets. We suck, blah, 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 blah. Now he's like, what the hell have I got myself into? Like, what is going on here? Mm-hmm. My team's not doing anything that I'm coaching them to do. So I've got to figure that out. The media and fans are already coming for me. They're not giving me a chance to even breathe here a few weeks in. Like, that's a lot to overcome. I'm not making excuses for him. He's got to figure it out, but... This is an overhaul of epic proportions that takes time. So for those of you who call or say you're done with Aaron Glenn, like, what did you expect? Did you think the Jets were going to be good? They suck. Their quarterback sucks. Their defense sucks. They've sucked for a long time. What did you expect? And it's all on the coach. Now, I'm not saying it's been pretty, BT, because it has been ugly more often than not. However, there are some things that you can see. Like, offensively, they can move the football.
Yeah, they run the ball. Run the ball.
They ran the football down Miami's throat on an opening drive to a point where I can't remember a Jets team I've seen drive the football like that. The idiot fumbles it on the... I shouldn't call him an idiot, but you know what I mean.
Brandon,
like,
Allen.
He fumbles it. I mean, come on, dude. You can't fumble it on the goal line.
It's a great drive.
And the whole game is ruined because he fumbled it on the goal line. One thing Aaron Glenn's talked about, we can't beat ourselves. All they do is beat themselves. Is that the head coach's fault? I don't know. Can't cut everybody. Like, what are you supposed to do?
Well, the one thing you said that, you know... Okay, so with the same old Jet stuff, He didn't have to address that. He chose to address that. He willingly and proactively and almost preemptively addressed that. Like, if he was asked about it yesterday, like, you know, hey, Aaron, you know, you were here for Kotite. What do you say to Jet fans who feel like it's the same old Jets? And he said what he said a month and a half ago? Well, then that would make more sense. But he started his press conference, and trust me, I took the bait. I was fired up, and I'm not quitting on AG. I'm just quitting on Woody. He's the worst. I'm gonna stick by AG for a little bit. But what Aaron Glenn said, hey, on his press conference, introductory press conference, we're the New York Jets, and we're built for this bleep. That's what he said. And I'm like, all right, here we go. And then shortly thereafter, he, with no prodding, no provocation, he went into, we're not the same old Jets. That was his fault.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.